is quite high in a period where we are thinking that the country is brokering peace. There is no reason why there should be this high kind of violence at this time. And I think at the moment we are recognizing that there is a lot of fear in a lot of the communities. And so I think there is just a cover-up that things are okay, but it seems like below everything else, things are not really stable.
Were these cases of violence committed before or after the September 15 signing of the power-sharing agreement?
I would say these incidences were recorded from the beginning of the month of September up to the end. And I think it has been quite consistent, because you remember that when the agreement was signed on the 15th of September, while the leaders were signing inside the Rainbow Towers, there were running battles between supporters of ZANU-PF and supporters of MDC within the yards of the Rainbow Towers itself. So this violence has been quite consistent throughout the country. But I think we also have a feeling that people do not really have an understanding of this agreement that we are talking about.